barely breathing, but I'm not dead, no. 'Cause tomorrow's another day, and I'm thirsty anyway, so bring on the rain.
5:45. Thanks for joining us on this Wednesday morning. Kevin Martell in for Greg Morgan through the rest of this week and for the next little while, in fact. We had a bit of rain yesterday here in the city of Regina, just a little bit. Not a whole lot, not enough, maybe, certainly here. It was chilly last night, chilly this morning, too, as we wake up. +2 outside right now, according to Environment Canada. I was watching ball at Douglas Park last night and had the jacket on. A lot of people had their hood. They had their hoods up, and it was chilly. It got kind of cool down here. They need the cool. They need the rain, of course, up north. We're bringing you the very latest this morning in our special coverage of the devastating fires in northern Saskatchewan, an update on the wildfires, and the big story that is developing overnight and through to this morning now is the fire has hit La Ronge. Helicopters dumping buckets of water on the buildings, and firefighters spray the buildings with a hose, unable to stop the flames. Reports coming into us this morning say the Rona store there is gone, burned down. And as well, the iconic Robertson Trading Post is also destroyed by flames. Now, we brought you a story with the Trading Post in January of last year, which you can find at cjme.com, talking of how the business started and how it was closing. The owner wanted to retire. In that story, you can see pictures of what that building had looked like on the inside. All kinds of stuff there. A lot of people know about this, not just in La Ronge. I know we had a call to our newsroom from our faithful listener, Terry. And yeah, he had heard that it was gone. And it's something that's certainly getting around in this province, whether you had been there, whether you had heard of it, whether you had family that had gone there before. It was something that a lot of people knew about. And La Ronge, of course, we have been telling you over the last number of days, evacuation of not only that community, but about 7,500 in and around La Ronge, Air Ronge. So you talk about businesses that are lost. We're also talking about homes that are lost. And we're hearing from people this morning whose homes have been lost. Denise Thompson lives in La Ronge with her husband. They lost their home to a wildfire in 1999. Now this year as well. She says, when you're living in a boreal forest, you're always prepared for this reality.
You have to be somewhat prepared that these things can happen and will happen, and they always will. You know, it's pretty uncanny that you lose two houses to forest fires, and especially when your husband's a water bomber pilot. It's almost comical.
And we can tell you as well, Candle Lake is declaring a local state of emergency now. No mandatory evacuation is ordered, but it could be coming since that Shoe Fire, that massive Shoe Fire about the size of Prince Albert National Park, a little bit bigger than that, in fact, is only about maybe 14 kilometers away from the town. We're talking hundreds of structures like cabins and homes lost. That's according to the very latest information from the Saskatchewan Public Safety Agency. We carried that update live for you yesterday afternoon here on 980 CJME, as we've been doing through the course of these wildfires. We can tell you this morning, 23 wildfires are active right now, 9 of them not contained. 15,000 people are out of their homes in that neighborhood. Now, on the update yesterday, they said 9,000 have registered. And the premier said, of course, there are likely several thousand more yet to come. Remember, some people would have been able to, say, stay with family, thinking that this was going to be short term, that they were out of their homes. And now they can't go back. They're realizing it's going to be longer, so they're going to have to register. They're going to have to find somewhere else to live. You have people in transit, of course, thousands of people trying to get out of the La Ronge area, making their way. Some made their way to Prince Albert. Some are now here in Regina. Around 700 wildfire evacuees are now in the Queen City, staying at hotels, U of R.
We welcome these folks with open arms. We as a community. And I think that's something that we just all need to rally around.
That's our Fire Chief Lane Jackson. And stay with us because we will have a lot more on this. We'll continue to bring you live updates on the whole wildfire situation. A lot is going on in the news today. Starting today, President Donald Trump's steel and aluminum tariffs on Canada double from 25 to 50% now. We'll get the very latest interest rate decision today from the Bank of Canada. That is set to come out a little bit later this morning. Right now, the key interest rate is at 2.75%. Many economists think that it will stay there. Stay tuned. We'll have that for you. And of course, the top Mountie in this province just got removed. You heard commanding officer of F Division Rhonda Blackmore on 980 CJME a lot over the last several years. Now, in a new letter we obtained from Blackmore, she sent to all members, she says the decision was made at the senior level, at the national headquarter level, after anonymous complaints were made against her. She says she doesn't know what her future holds now. We have a call, by the way, into RCMP in Ottawa, national RCMP, to figure it out, Ottawa headquarters, to see if they'll give us a little bit more information. We tried here in Saskatchewan to get a little bit more information. They directed us to their national office. And of course, it is a big, big day, a big night in the world of hockey. In just a moment, we will have a little bit more on the Stanley Cup Final, the Edmonton Oilers and the Florida Panthers. Club. 5:55 on your Wednesday morning, and it is a big night in hockey. Canada rallies around the Oilers. Here we go. Tonight it's game one of the Stanley Cup Final. The Edmonton Oilers, the Florida Panthers. Oh boy. Are we all Oilers fans now? I think so. I don't think I've ever met a Florida Panthers fan in my life. No doubt Edmonton will want to wash last year's sour taste out of their mouths.
One last gasp for Edmonton. Bouchard's pass didn't click with Draisaitl. 12 seconds to go. Florida trying to end it up against the wall, which would be fitting. 3 seconds to go. The Florida Panthers have won the Stanley Cup.
If you're an Edmonton fan, you're asking, what are you doing playing that? What are you doing playing that? Green Zone just talked to Jack Michaels, the voice of the Oilers on Sportsnet. He says these two teams are possibly better than last year. He compares this year's Oilers to last year's team.
Well, let's start with depth. I mean, they've got 14 guys with a Stanley Cup playoff goal. You can only dress 12. They've got a goaltender who's 6-0, and unless something really weird happens, isn't likely to play a minute of the Stanley Cup Final. They've got 6 defensemen who can all move the puck, who are all, you know, who've all had good offensive seasons, who can all skate it, and who in the last three periods, the last three third periods of the Dallas series against a club that's just as veteran-laden and therefore desperate to finally break through and win it all as any team in the league, including Edmonton, the Dallas Stars mustered a grand total of 12 shots on net in 60 minutes in those three third periods, including none in the last 10 and a half minutes of the third period with their season absolutely online and knowing that they'd be shaking hands if they didn't rally. So smothering on defense, better goaltending, and a forward group that's as deep as there is, and as deep as there ever has been in Edmonton. And that's saying something.
And game one goes tonight in Edmonton. Slow. 6:15. Hey, to celebrate this milestone and acknowledge Arbor Day, you're invited to attend a tree seedling giveaway in Victoria Park a little bit later today. This is always very popular. Today, between 9 this morning and 1 this afternoon, 1,000 trees will be given away in Victoria Park while supplies last. Tree seedling being given away this year is Adams Elderberry, the information that we have from the city. Again, 9 this morning to 1 this afternoon. And just be aware, seedlings will be limited to 1 per person and given away on a first-come, first-served basis. We're bringing you this morning the very latest in our ongoing coverage, our special coverage of these devastating fires in northern Saskatchewan. We're getting new reports this morning coming in the LaRonge area. The fire has actually made its way into the community. The Rona store is gone, reports suggest, burned down. And as well, the iconic Robertson Trading Post is also destroyed by flames. Saskatchewan Public Safety Agency says it lost its communication center at the LaRonge Airport, but no aircrafts were damaged. Steve Roberts, of the agency, says aircrafts were grounded near LaRonge due to heavy smoke, but a helicopter from Alberta that can work close to smoggy skies is now on the way. Denise Thompson lives in LaRonge with her husband. They lost their home to a wildfire in 1999, and now again this year. She says when living in the boreal forests, she says you always have to be prepared for this kind of thing.
You have to be somewhat prepared that these things can happen and will happen, and they always will. You know, it's pretty uncanny that you lose two houses to forest fires, and especially when your husband's a water bomber pilot. It's almost comical.
Now, Thompson wasn't concerned about the fire at first.
It happened very, very quickly that fire went into the airport and burnt the tanker banks and then over into our subdivision and burnt four houses.
She's pleased with everyone's efforts in battling the blaze, government included.
I think they, you know, everybody feet on the ground do the best job that they can. you know, that I know people would like to see more happen, but and put these fires out, but it's we need Mother Nature. So I can't say that, you know, I can point fingers at anybody, blame them for my house burning. No, can't. Like I say, I feel like we're still winning because nobody's been hurt or killed. So we're doing good.
Well, 980 CJME carried the most recent update, the wildfire update for you live yesterday afternoon. Safety agency Steve Roberts says around 400 structures have been lost so far province-wide.
The biggest increases we saw to the values that have been lost is there were a number of values in LaRonge that were impacted from the Pisu fire, Hall Lake, LaRonge area. But the biggest single bump there will be is there's significant structural loss in Dunair Beach.
Yeah, and in that village, specifically on social media, it's revealed the ridge on Amisk Resort burned. Premier Scott Moe says he spoke with impacted community leaders who are losing structures.
The significant loss that we saw, and this is family homes, was in Dunair Beach in the last number of hours. I think it's safe to say that we are going to have some loss in the north end of LaRonge or in that Eagles Point area from the conversations I've had with local leaders, and we're not done yet. Today's not going to be an easy day, and tomorrow doesn't appear to be an easy day. And so we still have everyone in those communities that is battling on the very front lines, whether it be in Creighton, whether it be in LaRonge, Lac LaRonge, or Air Ronge, whether it be in many other communities throughout the north. We need a change in the weather, and until we get it, we are in many cases, a fight for our very homes in northern Saskatchewan.
As well, we can tell you this morning, Canada Lake is now declaring a local state of emergency. No mandatory evacuation is ordered yet, but it could be coming since the Shoe Fire, that massive fire, is less than 14 kilometers away from the town, burning to the northeast. Right now, 23 wildfires are active, 9 not contained. 15,000 people are out of their homes, according to the premier. 9,000 have registered so far, and then several thousand more are likely to come yet. You have a lot of people in transit, moving, trying to get somewhere. Some people have been staying short-term with maybe family and friends, now realizing that they can't go back home right away, and so they're going to have to go somewhere else longer-term. How long, they don't know. And when they do go back home, what's going to be left for them? Are they going to be like Denise Thompson, where there is nothing left? Will their home miraculously be untouched? These are the questions that are going through people's minds right now as they are out of their home. By the way, 700 wildfire evacuees are now in Regina, staying at hotels and the U of R, according to Fire Chief Lane Jackson. Some good news today, a Saskatoon theater group is hoping it can lift the spirits of evacuees. Some theater is adding a special Riverside performance at Rotary Park tonight in that city free of charge because, as we heard from Saskatoon Mayor Cynthia Block yesterday, she said about, well, another couple thousand evacuees are staying in her city. Stay with us. We will continue to bring you the very latest updates live as they happen on the Northern Wildfires. Hey, we're learning a new sports bar will take over from the YQR Distillery at Real District.
We're looking for the city to be seen in a positive light. Like, that's a mission of mine.
Yeah, the brand new decision by City Council. They had been talking about what to do with YQR Distillery at Real since it hadn't, apparently, according to the city, paid anything to the city for the last 6 months. So a new decision was made. Now Real is looking at a $12 million investment from the Brandt Group for this new project. And the new bar could be partly open, they're saying, by September. Well, certainly an emotional game last night at Curry Field for the Regina Red Sox. We learned yesterday one of the club's pitchers died in a rollover last week in Montana. Jesse Lubinicki was on his way back home to Regina. The club is working on a jersey patch in his honor. There's also a moment of silence before last night's game. The Red Sox would beat Medicine Hat 14-9, so certainly some heavy hearts there. A tough blow to that team. And the Red Sox, no doubt that they would have had a nice little tribute to Jesse Lubinicki, again, killed in a rollover. Tragic situation. Okay, now we have to do the CJME weather guarantee. Let's not forget about that this morning. For Windsor Plywood and DeHaar Hair Restoration. Yesterday, Greg called for a high of 20. It got to 19. So $50 now becomes $75 today. We pick a new name, Rose Wilson, in Windsor Park here in the city. Rose, you haven't won yet. I'm guaranteeing another high of 20 today. Remember, you will win $75, Rose, if I'm off by 3 or more degrees. And by the way, it's easy to enter for the CJME weather guarantee. Just head to cjme.com. Along with that high of 20, hazy, breezy, a few clouds today. Tonight looks pretty similar with a low of 7. And then tomorrow, Rough Riders game day. Sun for the first half of the day, and then a few clouds with a 30% chance of rain. Risk of a thunderstorm for the afternoon. Hazy and a high of 23. Keep it locked here. A little bit later in the show, we will be talking with the Green Zone Rider reporter Britton Gray. We'll talk more about the offensive line. A lot of questions around that for this season. And he has some bold predictions for the upcoming season for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Shall we say expectations are very, very high for this club? Stay tuned. That is coming up a little bit later in the show. CJME News Time is now 6:27.